AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The danger is not over yet, but smoke is no longer rising from the site in Maryville, Tennessee, where a CSX freight train carrying hazardous material derailed and caught fire, forcing the evacuation of thousands of people. Maryville City Manager Greg McLean says the evacuation order may remain in effect until tomorrow morning.
We are telling everyone there's really no way that it's going to get remedied today. So if you're not home now, you need to make plans to stay somewhere else.
A former firefighter who responded to the World Trade Center on 9/11 has won $5 million on a lottery scratch-off ticket. 63-year-old Carmelo Mercado, who is now retired, gets $3.3 million in a lump sum payment after taxes are taken out. Stooped with age but still smiling and joking, three Colorado veterans who were taken prisoner by the German military in World War II got their medals today, more than 70 years after they were liberated. Another Islamic leader has been taken out by a U.S. drone strike.
The Pentagon says a strike more than 2 weeks ago killed Tariq Bintahar al-Ani al-Harzi. Captain Jeff Davis calls him a senior Islamic State leader who'd been responsible for moving fighters and weapons from Libya to Syria, and says al-Harzi's death will hurt the group's foreign fighter flow. Davis says al-Harzi also coordinated suicide bombing attacks in Iraq. The Treasury Department had slapped economic sanctions on al-Harzi last year. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The acting director of the Defect Investigation Office at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there are widespread problems with the way that Fiat Chrysler reports recall information to safety regulators and consumers. This is AP Radio News. Greeks vote Sunday on a bailout deal for their troubled economy. In the meantime, the debt crisis back home became very real for a Greek couple who are honeymooning in New York City.
For most people over here, the Greek debt crisis is pretty abstract. Not for Valasia Limniotti, who was coming to the end of a dream 25-day honeymoon in the Americas.
Everything was absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, wonderful, dreaming.
When the Greek banks closed.
And then when we go to New York,
Limniotti and her new husband found their credit and debit cards declined and their cash running out. A couple of Greek Orthodox churches bailed them out, but it wasn't exactly how they imagined spending the end of their honeymoon. Warren Levinson, New York.
Vice President Joe Biden will join a U.S. delegation led by his wife to the Women's World Cup final Sunday in Vancouver. The U.S. plays defending champion Japan. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.